Now time for our Valley Falls Locker Room Chat. One final time here in 2024. Brandon Tabman with you. It's brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Repair. We got Dragons football coach, that is, Wyatt Hofstra. And, Coach, I know it wasn't the regular season that you were hoping for, but it had to feel good last week to get a win in your regular season finale. You beat Pleasant Ridge 38-6. So a few overall thoughts and takeaways from it.
Yeah, it definitely felt good. I know the guys were pretty excited about it. We as coaches were excited about it. And, you know, it ended a couple of bad streaks for us. That was our first district win since coming into 11-man, and it was the most points we'd scored since coming into 11-man, I think. And it ended our 13-game losing streak. So a lot of those things that you can check off the board and get rid of and, you know, throw away in the wash. And especially coming out of a game that we did pretty poorly on the scoreboard against Jackson Heights, that, you know, we can bounce back and do those things and improve each week like we've been preaching and come out with a win. It was really good for us.
And we talked on a week-in, week-out basis, of course, and even though there were some games, there were some tough losses, you seem to always mention that your team always came back that following week and prepared the right way. It seems like I would think now you get one more opportunity here tonight, of course, and we'll talk about that in a bit, but I would think after that win last week, again, a little more pep in the step here going into this final one tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Our guys have done a good job all year of, you know, keeping their eyes on just the next game and, the current game and then just the next game. And, you know, I think that, in a lot of them, we had, you know, true, positions that we could have done better for sure. And, you know, in a couple of them that we could have potentially came out with a win and, especially in some situations. But I think all the guys knew that and they had their sights set and they said that each game, you know, there was a possibility that we could do pretty well. And, regardless of win or loss, you know, I think that they just wanted to improve their craft and get better and play fundamentally better football this year. So, yeah, they've done a good job of coming back out each week and having a mindset that each day they can go 1-0.
Who were a few players maybe that surprised you with their play this year? Maybe you were expecting certain things from certain guys, and yet maybe you got a little bit more than what you were originally expecting.
Well, several of them. There's, you know, we got Trent Van Houten this year. He was surprising. He played really well, I thought, kind of thrown into quarterback role, and I thought each game got a lot better, more comfortable. Our whole running back room as a group, A.J. Reeves had a good year, and then, you know, he was out a week and injured, and we moved Carter Pickerel back there off the O-line, and I thought Carter did a really nice job at running back. And some guys on the O-line, a young guy, Jesse Tyler, I showed a lot of improvement in just a year. I think that he's got a lot of room to grow and be a good football player down the road.
We're talking with Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra. A few more minutes. They get a Week 9 game tonight, Northeast Kansas League opponent. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. One final time, a few more minutes here with Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra, wrapping up here the 2024 football season. Valley Falls coming off the first win of the year. They wrapped it up with a win against Pleasant Ridge last week. They get a Week 9 game, a non-playoff game, but a familiar opponent to a certain degree in Morehill Mounts Academy, of course, out of the Northeast Kansas League. That game is tonight. And, you know, you look at this Ravens team, they got off to a really good start. They got a nice win over Jefferson County North in week one, you know, also a win over Maranatha Christian Academy, Donovan West, but back-to-back losses to Horton and Troy knocked them out of the postseason. But what stands out about this Ravens team as you prep for them in this Week 9 game?
They're athletic. They got a couple of big kids and a couple of really good-looking athletes on film. They like throwing the ball around and using their speed and athleticism.
Do you open up the playbook in a scenario like this where it's just all out, final game of the year? Do you get an opportunity to maybe try some new things, maybe put some kids in different spots, really kind of tinker with some things and kind of looking ahead for the future? Just what's kind of that mindset like going into a game like this?
Yes and no, a little bit. I think that last couple games, you know, we've had some guys out and some guys gone and other things going on. So I feel like we've kind of sprinkled some guys in different locations for the last few. But yeah, we have some things, you know, that we want to try, that we want to pull out and do a little bit differently, but, open the playbook, not necessarily. I think that we want to still focus on, doing what we do best. And, last game we threw the ball really well and, didn't run as much as we really wanted to. So we'd like to get back to, not being so one-dimensional as we were last week, being pretty balanced. And then just moving the ball forward, trying to achieve those goals we set each week, no turnovers and no negative plays and scoring a lot and, tackling, wrapping up and getting them to punt or turn it over on defense.
Well, you kind of mentioned probably a few keys right there for tonight's game, but going into the final thought here again, just give us kind of the expectations, what you want to see and what you're hoping for from your team in tonight's game.
Well, with it being the last game and, you can't advance win or loss. I just want to see everybody play to the final whistle. Like we said a week or two ago, it's the last 25%, the last of the 25% for these seniors and the last of, the freshmen's first 25% of their high school careers. So, it goes on film, it goes in the history books, and stats go to your name, and the win-loss is you're a part of. We got to good opportunity here to go 2-7 and, have our best record since entering 11. And I think that's what the guys want to do. So, like I said, I jumped the gun on the goals, but, move the ball and, prevent them from moving it.
There it is. Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra joining us. They'll get more Hill Mounts Academy in a week 9 non-playoff game tonight. Both teams wrapping up the regular season. Excited to see how this one plays out. Coach, we always appreciate a few minutes of your time each week. Thanks again. Good luck tonight. And we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for doing these, and thanks for all you do. Go Dragons.